Okay. We got to get her in one of these days then. In addition to that, we'll get Jim Harris on SportingLifeArkansas.com. Haven't talked with him in a while, so Jimmy, he'll get us caught up on what's going on.
And see some
Razorback football.
Jim is also a you know, sports encyclopedia here in the state. I'm sure he's got some interesting number associations that we could throw out to
him.
He's
been around a while. He's covered a lot of Arkansas sports.
Definitely.
There's no question about it. I also have some NFL news coming up later on.
Sad NFL news, you said.
Sad. I mean, what? It's sad for you.
For me? As a Jacksonville Jaguars fan?
It's sad for you, not so much sad for me, but...
Do you pick this out just for me today?
Well, it's a list that is called, it's called the KSK Scale of Sadness.
Oh.
And there's a sad six.
A sad six.
We'll get into that at the end of this hour. Also,
right.
Vegas has released win-loss totals for the NFL teams.
All right. I like it.
And
whatever they say for the Jaguars, I'm saying more.
Oh, really?
I don't care what they say.
You're expecting big things out of the Jaguars.
I'm not big things.
No, you're
no,
not.
No,
you?
I'm expecting six or seven wins max.
Six or seven wins?
Yeah, I am, truly.
I think that'd be a great season for you.
No, it would definitely be a step in the right direction.
That's like at least, what, like six more times that you celebrated last year? Is that what it would come out to?
Two more times than we celebrated last year. Let's not forget, Jacksonville didn't finish last in the division last year. That was your Houston Texans, who had the number one
pathetic?
Overall pick. So let's not forget about that.
Was that not pathetic? Absolutely pathetic.
We want to talk about the season of disappointment. There were two seasons of massive disappointment last year on both sides, in the AFC and NFC. And I'd say number one on both sides, number one on the NFC, Atlanta Falcons. Massive disappointment. Expected to go back and contend, and the NFC expected to go to the Super Bowl by a lot of teams. Massive disappointment. And then on the other side, of course, as we just mentioned, the Texans. Another team expected to contend.
Poor Tony Gonzalez.
Can they rebound this year?
How about poor Tony Gonzalez was with the Chiefs, right? Leaves the Chiefs to go to the Falcons to try to win him a Super Bowl by the end of finishes Hall of Fame career with a Super Bowl. And guess what? Guess what? He leaves the Chiefs. They go. Didn't they start the season like 8-0?
Yeah, the Chiefs did. Yes.
Yeah. With the big tomato roll down
playoffs.
The sidelines.
But let's face it. They had to go through the worst season in the NFL the year before and get the number one overall pick, get a new coach, etc. Tony Gonzalez made, I think, the right move. It just didn't work out last year for him. It's unfortunate because he is the greatest tight end of all time, and he's not going to leave with a ring.
I like that you say that. What jersey number was he?
Do
you know he once played for the Miami Heat Summer League basketball team?
Did he really?
Yeah. It's going back like maybe 10 years ago.
Was he 82? 84?
I don't know.
88. I think he was 88.
Do you know what? All right. When I say number two, who do you think of?
Oh, easy. Derek Jeter.
Okay.
No doubt.
He's not that bad, but I mean, I wouldn't say he's a number two.
He'd be lucky to be number two all time. Actually, Charlie Steiner, I heard him in an interview with Keith Olbermann last night. He considers him the greatest that he's ever seen. All the tools, Derek Jeter.
Everything
combined.
And he's seen a lot,
together.
Steiner has.
Yeah, he's seen a lot. It's like 100. All right. What about college football number two?
Couch. Tim Couch.
Okay, what about SEC West number two?
You really want me to narrow this down, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the answers I want.
Trying to get what
All
you
right,
want.
Paris
out of
is here. In honor of Paris.
Johnny.
Okay.
Go for it. Say it.
Johnny Football.
Thank
she
you.
She is. Your boy, Johnny Football. Did you come across Johnny Football last year at all?
I did. At
you did?
Northgate a couple of times.
And Northgate is a mall.
Yeah.
Okay, because we have a Northgate mall up in Massachusetts. So what were we hanging out in front of the Foot Locker or the Champ Sports? I know. Don't tell me. The Sephora. You were at the Sephora.
Northgate isn't actually a mall. It's a bunch of
bars.
Bars. Yes.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were 18 years old. So you had a fake ID.
No.
Nobody's listening.
You
it's
have
okay.
to be 18.
Oh, you got to be 18 to get in.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a Texas thing.
That's okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So did you talk to him?
Not really.
Did you get a photo with him?
No, I didn't want to feed his ego too much.
Look at you, putting little Johnny Manziel in his place.
Did he look like he was turned up?
A little bit turned up.
True or false, you're actually 2 inches taller than him.
Pretty
probably
close. True.
With your heels, right?
Yep.
Gotta be. No question about it. All right, more Johnny Manziel talk with Paris coming up. Did you get a, so you didn't Instagram, tweet it out, nothing like that?
Nah.
Snapchat him?
Nah.
But you wanted to.
Maybe a little.
How are you? Maybe a little. All right, Jim Harris, SportingLifeArkansas.com is in the zone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Wow, good. Good. You sound like you're all business today, pal. How's it going?
We're all business.
All business. What have you been up to?
All business all day, huh?
Feels like I haven't talked to you in about a month.
I know. Where you been?
Oh, I've just been down Cape Cod a little bit. Went up to Ogunquit, Maine. Get some lobster. Got some clams.
Could have taken me and my family with you, but...
Could have.
He wanted to, Jim. He really did. He told me.
I actually thought about it, and I actually did the math on like the plane tickets and hotels and all that. It's just a little bit too much, a little bit out of my pay grade.
Oh, we would have taken care of all that. We just needed you to show us around.
Hey, I'll do it. I would love to. You know how much fun that would be to have one of my fellow Arkansans allow me to show them around?
Go anytime you want to show us around, man.
I'll do it. I got plenty of pictures. I'll send them to you and make you feel like you were there.
Okay. That'd be good.
I can Photoshop you in the picture of me and the lobsterman.
Oh, that'd be great. Then I could maybe go to the butcher shop or something, have a lobster,
He brought me back an awesome Tipsy in Boston shot glass that I used to get wasted on this weekend. So it was almost like being there. Dude.
That's right up Jim Harris's alley. Jim, we were talking earlier.
I could have Sam Adams. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's get serious here.
Okay, not really serious. Okay. This is the zone.
Semi-serious.
When we're playing the this is Tommy Smith's favorite game, the Jersey Number Association game. And it started out with LeBron going back to number 23, and then Mike Jordan had to release a statement saying that he was okay with it. When you hear 23, what athlete, any sport, do you associate that with?
Just Jordan.
Got to be Jordan, right?
Got to be Jordan.
Okay. Yeah. How about this? Number 9. What about number 9?
Sonny Jurgensen.
Wow, we haven't heard that one. Now,
Redskins.
Are you just trying to get cute? Or
Sonny Jurgensen. No. Okay. No, it's in my childhood. I was a big Redskin fan. Dan Snyder's done his best to lose me as a lifelong Redskin fan, but, Sonny.
Okay, what about number 34? That's one we've gotten a few different ones.
34, Bruce Maxwell of the Razorbacks.
Look at that.
1969, big shootout.
I knew you'd be able to come with some Razorback
He's
stuff.
He's from Pine Bluff.
Bruce Pine Maxwell? Bluff.
Or as you call it, Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff. I can't wait. I'm going to be there next weekend, actually.
Not
for the football.
Pine Bluff to you. It's Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff.
Yeah.
How about number 16?
Mitch Mustaine.
Chris Kane said the same thing.
It's just, I don't know, you think about it.
The jersey numbers.
What comes to mind.
Jim, you've been watching sports for 75 years, and number 16, the first name that comes to your mind is Mitch Mustaine.
Mustang.
All right, fair enough.
The way he says it, too, is very important.
It is Mustang. It's Malzahn. It's not Malzahn, as all these ESPN guys call him.
Gus Malzahn.
It's not Gus Malzahn. It's Gus Malzahn.
What about number 42, Jim? 42.
Jackie Robinson.
Number 6?
Number 6. LeBron at Miami.
All right. Do you really?
Now, what's wrong with that?
Bill Russell, no? Bill Russell, no? Anybody ever heard of him? I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I'll tell you what. There's only one for sure Celtic jersey I remember. And if you say the number, I'm going to say the Celtic. I know there's other guys who wore this number in football. And
Joe Klein, 53.
No. Close? No. It's a lucky Irish number.
Oh, yeah. Are we talking about Larry Bird, 33?
No, 17.
Oh, 17.
Hondo.
John Havlicek. That's right. Is there a number 17 ever?
I can't think
of another one.
In the pros, I can't think of one that I would.
It's a number no one really touches.
Right, Havlicek.
You know,
I guess some people in 34, I noticed last night, it was kind of funny. I was watching Oberman, and they had down at the Texas Ranger games now, they're doing the little races like everybody does the four goof, you know, like up in the Nationals games, the four presidents, and at the Brewers, it's four types of hot dogs or bratwurst or something. at Texas Ranger games now. I guess it's like four great athletic Texas personalities. And, of course, 34 for the Oilers. He was 20 as a Longhorn, was Earl Campbell. And of course, I've got him racing against some kind of, you know, rubberized Nolan Ryan. And
I did see that, yeah.
But anyway, if you want another 34 that's not a former Razorback, but to me stands out, I think Earl Campbell.
Okay, what about number 12? Fine. I know we go on. I'm almost out of jersey numbers,
Steve
by the way.
Steve Little. For the Arkansas Razorbacks, it was worn by Clyde Scott before him, but unfortunately, Clyde Scott came just a tad before me, but I have had the thrill of meeting the guy. I mean, one of the great Razorbacks of all time. Two guys wore 12, and that's it. Since 1948, only one has worn 12 for the Razorbacks, and that's Steve Little.
All right. That's a good one.
All right, Jim. We got a lot of people actually want to weigh in on what numbers that jumps to mind on them, but we'll get to them in a minute. There was
who is 12 for y'all?
I think of Tom Brady and Kareem Reed.
Yeah, Brady.
And I think of Kareem Reed, number 12.
Oh, did Kareem Reed wear 12?
I spent 4 years staring at his back.
He wear 22?
Double deuce, of course.
Double deuce.
You probably remember the godfather of Razorback basketball, Almer Lee, as the original 22. What about Tony Bua? We got a call for Tony Bua.
Tony Bua.
Mm-hmm.
What about U.S. Reed? Wasn't he 24?
He might have been 24. Got 24, got a call for Kobe at 24. Now, Kobe changed his number, though. He's number
Kobe.
8, right? He started at number 24, and now he's 8.
Oh, he's 8 now. He started number 24. That's right. What was Pippen?
Pip was 33, wasn't he?
See, another 33? Okay.
I got a couple 12s for you that you guys might really enjoy.
I know.
Go.
Don't tell me.
Go.
The bald-headed Bradshaw.
Yes.
Big, huge dome.
Yeah.
He had the hugest head.
Oh, the 12,
he still has the hugest.
All right. I got an NBA one for you. Patrick?
Actually, he's got second hugest head next to Sterna.
John Stockton.
That's right.
Roger Staubach.
Whenever he put his shorts on, he was like, "Hi, I'm John Stockton."
And I got one more for you, you guys. I mean, you might remember this. Joe Namath, anyone?
Broadway Joe.
That's a big one.
The mink coat himself.
I mean, not to mention Jim Kelly, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of famous quarterbacks wearing number 12.
What about 19? You guys remember 19?
Who do you have
it
for
19? It has an Arkansas connection. I mean, a great Arkansas connection. Their only national champion. Football.
Billy Moore.
Jerry?
Freddie Marshall. You wore 19.
Another one of those numbers that you don't see a lot of athletes out there choose at the even collegiate level, where you can choose anything you want.
No, yeah, they usually grab a 10, you know, Bill Montgomery, or an 11, Joe Ferguson.
Jim, speaking of numbers, the SEC
was a 19.
The early SEC Week 1 opening lines came out, and before we hit the break, I want to get
Arkansas 24.
No.
Arkansas getting 24?
No, they're not getting 24. Matter of fact, they're getting 21. Arkansas at Auburn. 21-point spread right now.
Put the house on it.
On who?
Take the 21. Take the Hogs.
You think so,
21.
Huh?
Oh, man. They're giving money away.
21 opening week? That's a big spread for the opening week game in a conference game.
That's a huge spread.
Huge.
Being with 7 months or more to get ready for Auburn, for this defense to plan for stopping all those options from Nick Marshall, some of the losses Auburn's had up front offensively and defensively, jump all over that 20. I don't care what Danny Sheridan says. Take your house, Pat. Get a second mortgage. Put the money up.
Go for it, Patrick.
Take it. Go for it.
I don't think I'm going to go for it.
What do you think it'll shift to if Nick Marshall, for any reason, is
I think he's
suspended?
Gonna play, right?
Well,
you don't know yet.
They haven't divvied it out yet. But what if it's a quarter, a half?
Even if he misses a quarter, I think it's probably, you know, all this money's going to be put on Auburn's side. Those Auburn people are so fanatically stupid. I mean, you know, they'll put thousands and thousands on Auburn to cover, so it'll probably knock it down a couple.
I got news for you guys, and I'm just bringing this to light. The guys who set these lines are pretty good at doing it.
You don't say.
So when they set a line at 21, it's not so far-fetched that it's probably a pretty accurate and close to where it's the game's going to be. That's how I. That's why I. That's why.
I don't agree
it's
with
a lose
you
lose.
There. I don't agree with you at all. They set that number trying to get where you're going to get half going one way and half going the other. And these people also know how fanatical and crazy the Auburn bettors will be, and they'll keep it on that side of 21. And they know there's guys like me telling you, Pat, to bet the house.
Yeah, exactly. What, do you work?
21.
Do you work for VegasInsider.com, Jim? I mean, what's going on here?
It's a side
they
game.
Don't want to. I mean, they don't want to have a big spread. I mean, a whole bunch of money just go one way. I mean, they don't think Auburn's going to jump in there, or the Auburn fans are going to go, man, We're not very good this year. We're not going to repeat last year.
Yeah, I know. I understand how they do it. The question is, you're saying put the house that they're not going to beat them by three touchdowns. And I'm going to say that if you would ask nationally, there's probably a lot of people who would agree that it's going to be close to that three touchdowns that they're going to lose against at Auburn.
That's why I'm saying they're giving money away. You better take it now. I mean, it's not every day that your bookie just hands you $1,000.
Yeah, right. That's why neither of us bet. Texas A&M at
That's
South
right.
Carolina.
You don't have a bookie because it's illegal.
No, sir. No, sir. Texas A&M at South Carolina. Right now, it's 10.5. Does that seem high? I guess
I
not.
I don't know. That half is sneaky. That's a sneaky point or a sneaky half because I can see South Carolina winning 24-14, you know.
Yep.
That half a point getting you.
Here's one that's interesting.
Why don't you? Here you go. This is what you do.
Okay.
You parlay, or what's it called when you? It's not a parlay, is it? When you do both games and you get to play like 6 points on each game either way.
Tim, Jim, we don't know these betting terms.
Well, you bet both games. You bet the Razorbacks and you bet South Carolina and you. Put your 6 points on the hog.
You want to tease them down. You want to tease it down. Tease it.
We're going to tease the Hogs up to 27 and tease South Carolina to 4.5, and South Carolina will cover you.
So you just lose more money. That's awesome. All right,
No, you're not going to lose.
Okay,
money.
How about this? Alabama.
There's two houses now.
Alabama, West Virginia, neutral field, Alabama minus 27. Are you kidding me? Minus 27.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
I'm taking West Virginia.
Neutral.
Remember how sorry, I mean, Alabama won 35 to whatever it was over Virginia Tech, but remember their offense?
Yeah.
Did nothing. Okay, they got a new offensive coordinator. They do have those running backs. They got a new coordinator, a new quarterback, a couple of new linemen in there. I don't know. I like West Virginia to score enough. Even when they're down 28, to cut that spread down a little bit.
Okay, how about this? Clemson at Georgia. Clemson at Georgia. Clemson's getting 9 at Georgia.
But Georgia's gonna whip them.
Okay, LSU versus Wisconsin, neutral field.
Yeah, here you go again. New quarterback.
LSU minus 4.5. LSU minus 4.5.
That's a good line. LSU's going to win that game.
Take it, big boy, and go and retire.
Yeah.
Bet the house.
Bet the house.
Bet
all right,
the
Jim.
House.
Bet your third half. Is that it?
Yeah, it's cool. You called in late. It's break time. We had a good
time. I had to listen to some chick talking about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that conversation, by the way.
Hey,
I can't believe
you didn't go to North...
Northgate?
Northgate, when Arkansas lost down there 58-10. The best part of that trip was Northgate.
I bet it was.
The Dixie Chicken's part of that group of clubs. That's been there forever, but now they've added a bunch of other restaurants and clubs. It's a shame to me, in a way, that this series is going back to Dallas. It is cool that we all can go to Dallas every year. for A&M in Arkansas, but you kind of miss something not going down to Kyle Field once every 2 years.
That may be true. I'll make the trip every year to Dallas, and I probably wouldn't make a trip down to Kyle Field. So I love Dallas. I love the game down in Dallas. More Arkansas fans are able to go. It's a good time.
Yeah, it should be a good game, and if Arkansas can at least win over Texas Tech on the road and you know, enter that game with a, you know, just one loss at the most, should be a good battle. Should be a lot of excitement. Maybe get 70-something thousand people in there. You know, I don't think that game is sold out yet since they've had it in Jerry Stadium. So should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been when Johnny Manziel, if they played both of those games when Manziel was quarterback. All right, Jim, appreciate you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks for calling.
All right, buddy. Take care, buddy. Jim Harris, SportingLifeArkansas.com.